The Gaza Strip has a 40-kilometer coast on the Mediterranean, but the threat of attack by Israeli gunboats has drastically reduced their catch. Lately, Israel's Navy has created a 3-kilometer buffer zone in Beit Lahia coast to the Israel's border with Gaza. The move has further reduced the surface area of waters. Almost 1,000 fishermen depend on to make a meager living.
The suffering of our fishermen is beyond description. They risk their lives to earn a living. Many have inherited this job from their fathers and do not have any other choice. On the other hand, heightened Israeli blockade doesn't let us import the equipment needed for repairing our boats.
The Israeli forces have been enforcing a naval blockade in addition to the siege imposed in the impoverished tiny Gaza Strip since 2006. Further worsening the humanitarian situation for Gaza's 1.5 million residents, including about 3,000 fishermen and 20,000 others who indirectly work in the fisheries. As a result of all this, many Palestinians live in utter destitution and despair, unable to provide for their families. Many have been abducted, and some were wounded in attacks by Israel's naval forces.
They are not allowed to fish more than 3 nautical times off the coast. Before the siege went into effect, we were working hard and earning good money. Now it's very hard as Israeli Navy does not allow us to fish.
Under the Oslo Agreement signed in 1993 between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, Gaza fishermen can fish up to 20 nautical miles from the seashore. But the Israeli Navy has kept scaling down this limited area. Over the past 9 years after Al-Aqsa uprising, following the Anolau tour on Gaza earlier this year, Israel cut back the area allowed for fishing further, this time to only 3 nautical miles. With the Israeli daily naval attacks on Gaza fishermen keeping on, the new restrictions worsen their conditions and prevent them from earning a living for their families. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza Seaport.